Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Aaron Hurt with the Indianola Fire Department about holiday decoration safety. Holidays are here. We're finally past Thanksgiving, and I think a lot of people are going to be starting putting up some decorations around the house. We'll get to the Christmas tree, but just for Christmas lights and other lighted things, that things that plug in for the holiday season, what should people keep in mind when they are putting up those decorations?
So when it comes to holiday decorating, there's a few concerns that we have and some considerations that we want to make. Of those considerations, we want to be careful with holiday decorations and choose holiday decorations that are flame resistant or flame retardant. We want to keep the lit candles away from our decorations and other things that can burn. And some of the lights that we buy are for indoor and not outdoor use, not necessarily both. So if we're going to select a string of lights, we want to make sure that they are utilized appropriately. We want to replace any of the strings of lights that are worn or broken, have worn or broken cords, have any loose bulb connections. We want to check the bulb connections, make sure they're fitted in. And then we kind of want to read the manufacturer's instructions for the number of light strands to connect. We don't want to make too long of a strand of lights where the cord can warm, melt away the insulation, and then start a fire. We want to use clips when we're hanging lights that are intended for lights, not use nails. We want to keep the decorations away from windows and doors, areas where they might get knocked off, or they get pulled if the door is open, or might obstruct using the windows or doors if we need to use them in an emergency.
Well, I think we've all seen Christmas Vacation and plugging in 10, 15 lights into one outlet, I guess. What would you say for people to keep in mind in terms of when they are plugging things in?
So when you're plugging them in, again, a lot of that's going to depend on how your house is wired, and then on with that, the manufacturer's recommendations is essentially what we're going to go with at the fire department. There's so many different lights out there. You want to pay specific attention to what the manufacturer has specified for the lights and make sure that you're not going beyond that. If you're plugging in outdoors, you want to make sure that it's hooked up to a receptacle that's meant for outdoors, and then that receptacle is protected. Oftentimes, there's a cover on the receptacle, and when we open that up, it kind of peels away the protection that's there for moisture to get inside there. So we want to be cognizant of that.
People are also setting up Christmas trees. You know, there's real ones, there's fake ones, but they tend to be flammable some of the time as well, especially around electrical outlets and lights and other decorations. What should people keep in mind when decorating their Christmas tree?
So first of all, when you pick a Christmas tree, you want to pick one that has fresh green needles and that do not fall off when it's touched. If they're falling off, the tree has already started to decay and creates a greater potential for a fire hazard in the house. Before you place the tree, they recommend cutting at least 2 inches from the base of the trunk and make sure that the tree is at least 3 feet away from any kind of heat source, fireplaces, radiators, candles, heat vents, or lights. Make sure that your tree is not blocking an exit, that it's in an area that's not going to cause a problem if you have to make an emergency exit out of the house. And then beyond that, the most important fact that we want to remember is to add water to the tree stand, the base of the tree stand, daily, and make sure that the tree's not drying out. Because when the fires happen, it happens typically with the dry trees, lights that have heated up and then ignited or caused a fire there with the tree, and it's just rapid progression from there.
It's getting cold out. Some people maybe don't want to turn the heat up all the way, but they are maybe going to use a space heater. What should people keep in mind if they are using that other source of heat that maybe isn't, you know, their house internal heat?
So space heaters are fine if you want to use them temporarily to heat a room. I guess the rule of thumb is when you leave the room to shut off the space heater. Beyond that, when plugging in the space heater, you want to plug it directly into the socket. You don't want to run extension cords from the socket, or the outlet, to the space heater. We see many times people, sometimes if they need added heat in the home, will go ahead and take some unsafe actions, possibly using the stove to heat the home. It's not really proper heat source for the house. When you go to have your turn your furnace on, most people have it on by now, but your furnace should be serviced by your HVAC technician that you have designated and prepared to start for wintertime.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make just in general when you go out to a call in the wintertime that maybe some people make, or some of the most common calls that you would see when there is a fire come in the colder months?
So typically the mistakes per se are alternative heat sources such as space heaters that were left unattended, that were too close to products and that caused it to ignite. With the home furnace systems are usually the biggest problem with that is that it's improper burning of the fuel. Causes carbon monoxide fumes within the home. So having a working carbon monoxide detector can help prevent that. Having it in close proximity to both the water heater, the furnace area, maybe above it or outside the room there, and then, of course, in the living areas upstairs. All levels of the house should have a carbon monoxide alarm, and so that's typically the best prevention from those type of emergencies that we deal with.
Thanks to Aaron Hurt for joining us on today's program. You could find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.